Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And we'll just start with these numbers we've seen out of Dallas County. It was rather stunning on Friday when that number over 1,000 came down. And to now be on a streak of that magnitude, it is downright astounding to see these kind of numbers, is it not?
It really is. And, you know, Chris, about a week or 10 days ago, you know, I told you I thought we were okay as far as capacity. But let me give you an example. We currently, in North Texas, have over 1,500 COVID-19 patients in hospitals, and about 30% of those are in ICU beds. That number back on June 15th was 700. So you can see the big increase. We also are seeing an increase in people under investigation where we're waiting to get their test results back. So all of our models are now showing dramatic increases in hospitalizations.
Are we doing enough testing these days in North Texas?
You know, that is a great question. When I talk to the epidemiologists, when I talk to public health officials, they wish we could do more. And contact tracing is so important when it's tied back to testing. So to echo what they say, yes, it would be nice if we could do more.
I know there is a concern now that the hospitals around the area may need to go into surge mode. At which point do we get there, and what exactly does that mean?
Well, surge initially is where you add capacity on your existing campus. So you expand within the campus footprint that you're in. But you got to realize it's more than just beds. You've got to have the PPE, personal protective equipment, which we seem to have now, but our workforce is very tired, Chris. You know, they've been at this COVID-19 for 3.5 to 4 months. So I worry more about keeping the workforce from being fatigued as we have a surge in patients.
From what your folks observed over the 4th of July weekend, do we need to brace ourselves for even higher numbers?
Unfortunately, we may have to. You know, I saw quite a few people still not wearing masks. I saw quite a few people as I was driving around in larger crowds. Let's hope that if people will wear a mask, if they will physical distance, if they will wash their hands, and everyone do their part, we'll get through this.
More of the experts are indicating today that COVID-19 may be able to linger in the air longer than first thought. Is that something that could be a factor now, and how much does that concern your experts?
Well, the experts I talk to all believe that it can travel through the air, and that's why they support masks, and they say facial coverings are so important. So the infectious disease doctors I talk to, everyone say, please wear a mask for that very reason.
Do the experts believe this virus may be mutating as well?
Based on the infectious disease docs I talk to, it is mutating, but I will tell you I'm certainly not an expert in that area, other than I hear them say it does mutate.
When you talk about the numbers in Dallas County, have they now reached a level where it is going to be very difficult to get the figures to come back down in the near future?
Well, I think if people would do their part, we could turn those figures pretty quickly and start a downward trend. That's what we need to do, Chris. So I think we can do it if we all work together.
Heard this morning that down in the Houston area, they are not just running out of ICU bed space, but out of hospital beds in general. Is there some sort of a system across the state where Houston might be have a need to send their patients to another city in a case like that?
Well, you know, I heard over the weekend, I did not confirm this with the hospitals, but I heard they sent one patient to San Antonio and one to Dallas from the Houston area. Now, I don't know the medical condition of the patient, et cetera. You don't normally do that, but I guess if you absolutely had to, you could.
And finally, you had mentioned, and so correctly, that our healthcare professionals have been working so hard for several months now. You know, is there any sort of relief? Is there any way to sort of rectify that and get them a break? Or is it just the way it is for now?
Well, many of the hospitals try to do shifts. They try to have people in and out. So they won't get so fatigued. The other thing is we're looking at ways to supplement that workforce, bringing in temporary nurses, temporary help, and even the state is looking at how they can supplement the workforce as these numbers increase.
I know people have heard it over and over, but some still don't get the message. What is the best advice in fighting this thing?
Everyone wear a mask. Everyone practice physical distancing. Everyone wash their hands frequently for 20 seconds and practice good personal hygiene. You do those four things, we can beat this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.